good, bro?
Hey, what's Gucci? Well, hold on, let me put on my earphones. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hello.
What's good, homie?
Ah, oh, shit, my earphones fucked up, I think. Talk.
What's up?
Talk again?
You can only hear me on one side?
Oh, okay, never mind. We Gucci. Never mind. We Gucci now. What's Gucci? We live. We live, baby.
We live, baby.
Shoot.
We live.
Long time no talk.
Long time no talk, right?
And I can't say I've seen you because that shit ain't happening. It isn't going to happen in a while.
Because
of the quarantine. When's the last time I saw you, Hector?
It's been over a month.
It's been over a month. It's the longest time I haven't seen you.
That's crazy, bro.
That is fucking crazy. I'm used to seeing you at least once a week or 2 weeks.
At least twice a week.
Yeah, like the max before this quarantine thing, I used to see you at least five times a month.
Dang, bro, you really missing my old logic self?
Damn, boy, hell yeah, bro. That whole
logic looking ass.
Bro.
Okay.
Dude,
you want me to do an intro right quick?
Let's do it. Go ahead.
Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Quarantine Pioneers podcast.
God damn.
My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
Welcome back to episode number
88. No. We got to do this. My name is Quarantine Hector. My name is Quarantine Luis. And this is the Quarantine Pioneer. Quarantine Pioneers. Bruh. Yo, nah. It's been getting crazy, bro. I need to get the fuck out of my house. I can just tell you that.
This is better than nothing, you know?
You're right, dude. I've been trying to keep myself busy. After tomorrow, well, a week before this, you know, episode goes up. Oh, no. Actually, no. By the time this episode goes up, I'll be done with my exams, which I'm so happy about.
Oh, for real?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I should be starting. Man. I'm done for this semester, but I'm taking a summer. It's not a summer class. It's considered as a class, but it's an internship at NCCU. So I'll be there for the summer.
Yeah, that's what's up,
man. If I got anybody, you know what I'm saying? Progress, heck yeah. Yo, talking about progress and what I'm doing this month. You know, what you doing for your birthday, bro? Your birthday is this month. God damn, you about to be like 45, bro.
45.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm terrible at birthdays. The only reason I remember your birthday is because Catherine has it on her calendar. So
yeah, that's wild.
Shout out to Kat because she's good at keeping up with shit like that.
Right.
Me, not so much. Yeah, I'm terrible. I don't.
If it was up to me, bro, I would have not remembered.
I would have remembered this month, but you know, man, the specifications like the day. Right. Yeah, no, it's just I'll say happy birthday 30 times to make sure I get it right.
Hey, man, I appreciate that.
Once per day.
Shoot. Yeah, I'll be 23, bro.
23, bro.
23. Damn, 23 Hector. Years on this life. I have no clue what I'm gonna do, bro. Honestly,
I'm
just kidding. This gonna sound real depressing to some people, but like last year, I didn't even do a single thing for my birthday, bro. Like I didn't do anything really.
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I didn't do shit neither, bro. For this year,
because you know, most likely it might. What were we saying?
I didn't do shit this year neither. But what were you saying?
Because you know, I think that this whole like restriction thing, like staying indoors, is like it's still gonna be like effective by the time it's my birthday.
Wait, isn't the quarantine thing supposed to end on the 10th? Am I right? Am I wrong?
I thought it was the 15th.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying something to research like it right now. And see. Wait, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
But you know, if all still under lockdown or whatever, I might just go to like a nice little like restaurant, get some like takeout or something. You know, just it's not crazy because I'm not I'm not crazy about, you know, celebrating my
birthday. Nah, me neither, bro. I'm frugal.
You know, I'm grateful for it, obviously, for another year of life, but like,
right.
Know, celebrate life every day, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. It's just every day is a blessing, too. So
people are like, you're corny as hell.
Shut the fuck up. For anybody that's what they're saying. For anybody that thinks that, shut the fuck up, man.
In the future, we got to get a soundboard, and like that's got to be one of the sounds like on the button.
But yeah, definitely. Dude, if you're not gonna do nothing, bro, you know, you honestly, bro, hey, if you want to, you're cool. Like, hey. Well, we can do that. But I'm gonna pull up, bro. I'm gonna pull up to your house.
Oh my god!
But I'm not gonna touch your. I'm not gonna touch you. I'm not gonna get close to you. I'm gonna leave a little something on your front door.
Dang, no bro hugs.
No dude, bro hugs.
Like, You sound like a long lost lover. Like, shit. I'm gonna leave something on your door,
boy,
and then I'm gonna bounce.
Hey, the only thing I've lost is that Logic looking ass. That's about it. But you know, I'm gonna get you a little something, bro. This year you gave me a little thing, you know, a little money, little gas money up in there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna get you something, and it's just, let's just say I know you're gonna use it a lot. Because it relates to something you use a lot. You want to take any guesses?
What? Well, dang, this guy got me thinking, though. It's like, audience, what do you guys think?
All right, let's see if anybody can figure it out. Right. It's something that Hector is going to use a lot because it relates to something he uses a lot.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey, come on.
I'm going to think on it.
All right.
I don't know. I'll let it be a surprise. I want it to be a surprise.
No, man, no. I'll let you. This is what I'll do. I'm not going to tell you right if you're right or wrong. But I just want to see your guesses just for the podcast.
It's probably something for like my camera or something.
Just because I want to, you know, make sure you're like, you know, you know when you're wrong. No, that's no. But
okay,
no, it's not.
I'm
gonna surprise you. I'm gonna surprise you. But let's just say that I know you're gonna like it.
Dang, you wanna know? You got me hyped.
And you wanna know why?
What's that?
Because I consulted with your little sister, and she said, "Hell yeah, he's gonna like it." Right, yeah,
I'm gonna squeeze it out of her.
But see, nah, you can't. I don't think you'll be able to. But
she's not gonna tell me.
But back to it. I consulted with your little sister, bro, and honestly, I'm thinking. Nah, I'm gonna get you that. But wait, no. But isn't your birthday till the 21st?
Yeah.
God damn. So I can't order it until like the 10th. Well, I can order it right now, but I don't wanna lose it or whatever.
You good, so, bro?
But damn, bro, that shit's a long time from now, bro. I'm trying to give you a present right now, to be honest with you. Damn,
That's real homie love, bro. Oh my god, give a round of applause, Luis. I'm gonna add a round of applause right now,
bro. Yeah, nah.
Being the MVP.
Yo, low key, I just want to give it to you because I'm low key excited for it because. I'm just low-key excited when I give people shit. That's all. Yeah, that's all it is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm at a
shut up. No, I'm just kidding.
Yo, I legit. Yo, can you imagine that? Like in the future, we get like we'll see
a soundboard.
Like no, like merchandise, like little toys of each and every one of us. You know how like the Woody toy from Toy Story has the pull string?
Oh, right.
And you're like, shut up.
Yo, make one for me. Yo.
We would sell millions of those, bro.
Yo. Yo. That's going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing. It's going to be a collectible. Trust me. It's going to be a collectible. Trust me right now. Shut yo. Yeah.
Mine would just laugh since I'm always laughing.
Nah. It would be like a shirt that says I look like Logic. And just, you know.
Oh, shoot.
I call it a day after
let
that.
Let me pull the strings. Like some people say, I look like Logic.
Okay, yeah. I fucks with that. Yeah.
That's gonna be a thing, bro. We're saying that right now.
Shoot, we speaking it into existence. Bro, oh, that's gonna be so funny. I really hope that happens one day. Shoot. Yeah. But by the time you're 30, by the time I'm 27. Yo, that's crazy, bro. You know what's crazy? You're in the decade where most people have kids. Damn. Wait, so am I.
Starting to have kids.
Starting to have kids. But damn, so am I.
That train can wait. Let me tell you something.
Yo. Yeah, definitely not. But no. See, that's the thing. You know, no hate on people that have kids. You know, at 23.
Oh yeah, for sure.
No hate. You know what I'm saying? Yo, salute to you because it's a hard job. You know what I'm saying? It's a full time job. It's hard. Shit, it's a lot of struggle on it.
Especially single parents too.
Oh hell yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, shout out to the single moms, single dads. Shout outs to y'all. But I'm just like, damn, yo. In this decade, bro, I'm probably going
to important stuff start, yeah.
Right, I'm probably going to get married in this decade, bro. Shit. That's crazy. I can't even think about that. When you start, you know, when you start getting old, I'm like, damn, time is really flying by. Like, I might have a kid in this decade, too.
It's funny you say that, too, bro, because I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, I wasn't really reminiscing on my teen years. I was just kind of like, dang, it sounds like I'm feeling old when I say that, reminiscing on my teen years.
Yo.
But no, I was just thinking about, like, you know, when I was, like, 12, when I was 14, when I was 17 or whatnot. And I was thinking, like, dang, like, high school, to be honest, it really went by so damn quick.
When you think about it, 4 years ain't shit, dude.
Yeah.
In high school, 4 years feels like an eternity, a whole century. But damn, once you get out of high school, dude, 4 years ain't shit.
Yeah, and then I was thinking about like the present time where I'm at now, like in my 20s, and I'm like, I'm in the first half of my 20s, and like that's gonna go by so damn quick. It feels like it's gonna go by so quick. So I started thinking like real deep about it yesterday. I don't know why.
Right. I do that.
What am I gonna do when I'm in my 30s? You know, like where am I gonna be? What am I gonna have? What am I gonna have? You know, to my name.
Right. No, same shit, bro. Same shit. I'll be like, dude, I should really start get the ball rolling with that business I wanted to start, or get into that hobby, get into that shit. Like, dude, time is ticking. For real.
You got your own little secret project you're working on right now. I do,
but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get the ball rolling. Like, yes. you know the project that I got going on?
Yeah.
I want that, but times 10. You know what I'm saying? That's right.
But
right,
it's the beginning stages, you know, it's just like
You're right. It's
something you dipped your feet in, and it's like you're trying it out and trying to gain that knowledge, and that's what
right,
it's about.
Right. By the time I'm 30, my goal, you know, it's okay if I don't complete it, but I'm really aiming for that, is having my current secret project at least times five, because it's hard. It's a lot. It's a lot. Right. I won't lie. Getting into it, I was like, yo, this shit's gonna be a piece of cake. It's gonna be a breeze, but nah, it ain't. It's tough. It's blood, sweat, and tears, literally.
Yeah.
So, you know, but you know, I'm here for the challenge, and you know, we'll see what happens.
So, we'll talk about it when you're ready.
Yeah, I say like 2 months from now. 2 months, I think, you know what I'm saying? We should be ready.
Once you have a little bit more, like, knowledge, I guess?
Well, knowledge, yes. And when it's all settled and done. And I'll tell the people, you know, my experience and you know, what went through and how it went. And actually, somebody that I've kind of like, somebody, one of our past guests is actually in it. In the same industry, and he's doing the game, he's doing the damn thing. But you know, it's cool to have, you know, an artist, you know, get into the business world and you know, doing his damn thing and, you know, seeing him grow and hoping kind that just I'm
like watching too, like from afar.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm. I'm hoping that I'm at his spot, you know, soon. So at the same level, of course. But yeah, right. that's what's been up, man. But yeah, no, dude, what's been up with Hectic Wear since we talking about, you know what I'm saying, dreams and goals and, you know, everything. And, you know, what's up with Hectic Wear, bro? Tell us. Give me an update. What's up? What's up?
Right. Hectic Wear, I'm honestly kind of, like, overstocked with certain things mm-hmm. I really want to get rid of.
Right. Damn, bro. You started off saying, you know, that sentence like as if you were about to say something else, bro. I was scared you were about to say Hectic Wear is dead, bro. I was like, damn. No,
it's not dead. It's just definitely not at the forefront, obviously. I'm not going to sit here and, like, lie to myself, you know?
Oh, hell no. I said, let's be honest to yourself and the public.
It's not at the forefront, obviously. There's not much traction on it at all, honestly. I took down mm-hmm. the website because, you know, I was using Shopify and it was just kind of eating at my wallet at that point.
Right, right. Now so you gotta.
I took it down.
See, sometimes, man, you gotta know that, you know, you gotta take a step back and sometimes the financial side of it is smarter. Oh, you gotta financially make decisions that people are like, what? Like, why would he do that? Like, but that's honestly, the point,
right? You gotta save a dollar to make a dollar.
Right. Yeah. You gotta save a dollar to make a dollar, and
I kind of changed my visions and like looked towards what was more cost effective and the things that weren't like, gonna be eating at my wallet so constantly.
Right. Right. So, like, right.
Monthly
right.
all the time. So that's why, you know, the photography has been doing good to me.
Right. Right. Right.
But you know, I'm always gonna want to be designing stuff. Actually, it's funny too, cause two of my cousins, my little younger cousins, mm-hmm. So, to even further back that story, actually, I made a t-shirt design for my little younger brother, my baby brother, months ago.
Like I Andy. Designed,
yeah. Okay. I made him a little shirt that said, like, Super Andy, and it had, like, a picture of him with the cape on and stuff like that. Mm. And a little bit ago, two of my cousins, like, suddenly wanted one. Like, they wanted something from me to design for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, like, that sounds cool. Like, I'll do that. So it's like, I'm always going to like, you know, wanting to make stuff and design stuff, mm-hmm. but, you know,
I
focus on the stuff that's, you know,
I see potential
in the moment.
Right, right.
I do like it. Like I said, right, like, course, it's not course, dead. I don't want it to die. I'm going to, you know, always want to do it. But
all right. Tell me
I feel
what
like
you...
I'm taking too many things at once.
Right, right. Now you can't bite more than you can chew. Definitely. Yeah. But tell me if you like this business idea. Keep the name Hectic Wear, right? Keep the name. And yeah, have, you know, a small clothing line on the side. You know what I'm saying? Hectic Wear, right?
Keep well, the that big cough was for real.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah. But keep the same business name. Keep the same name. Instead of yes, well. You're going to have a, you know, I said, keep a little, you know what I'm saying, clothing line on the side, but the main source of income, have it as a company that designs the design for you and prints out the shirt. I don't know if this has been done before, maybe not, I don't know.
Does the graphic designs for, like, the logos and designs and then prints them on your shirts for you?
Oh, no, but I'm saying you design it, like, completely from scratch. And then you present it to, you know, a customer, a client.
Like a custom? Like, I get decide goes what's on it?
Right, but then you mass produce it, you know what I mean? Like, the customer has to pay for the design plus the manufacturing part of it.
For them to sell again?
Nah, just, well, maybe, yes. But, you know, like, just as two ways they pay. The design and the printing, the manufacturing. Which, it's just, how is it? It's just a thought. It's just a thought. Because you're good at that. So, I was just thinking. But
okay.
I was just thinking, yeah. I don't know why.
Right.
But no, no, it's, and I say that because it was a YouTuber, right? And he was just a guy. He's a YouTuber. He just tries the different business models and different businesses just for the heck of it. For I forgot the name. But he started he doesn't design shit. He just prints out shirts. That dude was making money. And honestly, he bought a printing machine for shirts, and well, he was doing payments on it, and they the machine paid for itself in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Because he was doing monthly payments on it, and it paid for itself plus him. So, you know,
that's send me that YouTuber so I can see what you're talking
about.
I got
you. I just got to figure out what his name is. But yeah, how I said, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, just an idea. Because that just takes, you know, instead of, you know, having somebody, when they have a design, well, a thought of a design, they're like, okay, let me go to the designer. And, oh, and then I have to go to the manufacturer. And then the manufacturer doesn't, you know, produce them right. So they're like, fuck, I just made 100 shirts and with all the same design, but there were little details that that I didn't get right. And instead of, you know, having those two processes that a customer has to deal with, you have one step with, you know, and they're only dealing with one company, and that company, you know, decides that, you know, makes a design, and they actually know what it's supposed to look like on the shirt. So it literally cuts out one middleman and makes the life easier for the customer. So you got to make people's lives, you know, easier to make money. Well, in the service industry, of course. So how is that? Just a thought. That's my perspective, but I don't know. Somebody might, you know, have an objection, which I'm totally up to. You know what I'm saying? Business is business. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be flaws in business models. There's never a perfect business model. That's one thing that I've, you know, taught myself. But
All right. Let's wrap it up, my guy.
Let's wrap it up, my guy.
We're wrapping up. We're over 20 minutes.
But I come in three. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You did not just say that.
It's a joke. It's a joke, bro. I was just trying to be an idiot.
That should be your outro for every episode. Bruh. They were like, yo, we running on 43 minutes. And you're like, yeah, but I'm done.
People take shit serious. Hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a fuck how people take it.
That's funny.
They can think it's funny. They can think it's true or not. Shit, there's only one girl that knows. So, we Gucci. Right. We Gucci. But but thank you guys once again for tuning into the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Remember to like, share, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. You can find us at Bull City Pioneers podcast. So why not check us out? And I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And we'll see you next time. Peace out.